It is a Getaway Friday, May the 14th, 2021. Looks like nice weather ahead for the upcoming weekend. Joined in studio by Zach, our meteorologist here at the station. You hear him every hour, letting us know what is going on with the weather. This weekend looks nice, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think we've got some clouds that are supposed to roll in on Monday. But temps are supposed to be right around that 70-degree mark. So it's going to be a nice weekend to get out, get some lawn mowing done, maybe start working on that garden some more. It's going to be a pretty fun weekend.
That'll be good. Now, I do want to let the listening audience know we were talking about the history this morning that we went through of why downtown parking is what it was and why the streets are the way they were and what the streetscape program was and all these things that were supposed to happen, a 5-tier parking garage that the Harding Hotel was supposed to build, sculptures downtown, and things of that nature. If you have any thoughts on that, give us a buzz. We took it right up to the end of the hour last hour. If you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so hit us up on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944. So any continuing thoughts on this, Zach? Because you didn't get to say much there as we were going to break.
You know, and yeah, they did this all back 40 years ago with Main Street and
Prospect and Center.
Prospect and Center Street, you know. And now, just recently, we've had the change in Main Street with the way parking is done on Main Street. So, you know, is that going to have an effect on the parking situation? Because I believe we went from maybe 10 to 15 parking spaces there on Main Street between the Center Street and Church Street corridor there to now having, what, 20 to 25 parking spaces?
Well, they're definitely trying to go in the opposite direction, that's for sure. Hey, go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing real good. Hey, when you read that newspaper article earlier this morning, it sounded like when they were talking about the, you know, the assessment they were going to do on the businesses, $160 to $190 per foot frontage based on what street you're on. Then it went on and said that, and the way I understood it, that in order to fund that business portion of the cost, rather than hitting the businesses, that they were going to sell a 7% interest municipal bond. And so my question would be, did they actually sell the bonds? How much money did they raise if they did? And then what did they spend that money on?
You know, it's my understanding, I can only say this, is that Dick Kiefer, the late Dick Kiefer, who was down there at that time with his clothing shop, I interviewed him here about 7 years ago, and I do remember him talking about this and how long it took to pay it off. So I do believe that the business owners did pay it off. Now, George Turoff is still around. Now, he would have been there during that time. George Kasotis was there during that time. So, you know, if either of them are listening, I know that George Kasotis and George Turoff both listen, and some other people who own businesses downtown at that time. You know, I don't know if the bonds ever were sold. It'd be an interesting question.
That's what I was wondering.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, by the way, if George Kasotis or George Turoff is out there listening, or anybody else who owned a business in downtown Marion during that particular time, 1981, it would have been when this whole streetscape thing was going on, were the bonds sold? Are there any council members who were on council in 81 out there listening? Is this Jim Waddell, or Waddell, however you pronounce his name, the guy who was the head of IRMA at that time? Is he out there? Any answers in regard to, did this go down? Did businesses have to pay $160, $190 per foot in front of their business to have this streetscape project happen, which eliminated parking and produced no sculptures, produced no unique street signs that I can tell, or a five-tier parking garage. Now, apparently, my understanding is the Harding Hotel was supposed to pay for that, but they were talking about the bad financial shape they were in 81, which clearly they never recovered from, because not too long after that, the Harding Hotel closed down for about 10, 15 years. So, there you go. Any thoughts on any of this? 740-383-9944. What do you think? I don't remember anything about bonds. I remember reading it, but I don't know that it happened.
Yeah, I'm not 100% for sure. You know, to be honest, this all happened well before I was even born. So I have no say on it. I have no idea. So like Scott said, you know, if you've got a comment on it, I believe phone lines are still open. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you more about it.
Well, it's just interesting to me because I cannot understand why we still are working on this committee idea. You know, ideas are good, but what do the committees in the end do?
I think they're more in place for the planning and advocating for specific things. So I know our downtown revitalization committee that we've got now, they are the people that are going into city council to say, hey, this would be a good idea, or hey, we don't think this is going to be a great idea. Let's try something different. It's basically, you know, their own little council, I guess you would say, for what they want to see happen within our community. So that's my take on these committees that we've got going on now.
Well, I just wonder what is the long-term purpose of it? Because clearly these committees have been around since at least 81, 40 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know that things have gotten progressively better.
I mean, sometimes you can see the improvements that are made. But as far as, you know, trying to make sure that this is done one way and this is done another way, you know, I'm not sure, you know. So, you know, if anybody's on one of these committees, whether it be the downtown revitalization committee or what's the other one? Main Street Reimagined? You know, I would love to get their take on this stuff as well, you know, because they're the ones that are making this happen in our community. And, you know, because honestly, you can drive downtown now and you can start seeing some of the new things that are happening in downtown. You know, the parking situation that's now on Main Street, you know, the new signage that's going up. I believe we've got some new trash cans that are in the area as well. So, you know, thinking about those things as well, you know, what's their take on it?
Well, what is going to attract people down there? That's the point, I think. If you don't have people, changes don't mean all that much. And I don't think more people are heading down there. Now, and the problem is there's also a defensive nature. The people downtown get very defensive if you critique anything that they're doing. You know, that this isn't working as well as maybe it should, and this isn't the greatest idea in the world. You know, they're willing to take the, when somebody says, wow, that's a great idea, they're willing to take that. But they don't take the criticism very well because they say, well, you know, we're our own worst critic in this town and so on and so forth. Well, there are a lot of great areas in this town. I don't know how every area can be a great area. I don't know any city of over 30,000 people that every area is great.
Right. Right, exactly. And, you know, going back to what's going to draw the people to the downtown area, or you know, something that I've heard over the past 10 plus years that I've lived here in Marion, what's going to drive people to go to the south end of town? You know, I've noticed that some of the restaurants out there, like your Wendy's and stuff like that, they're getting remodeled and, you know, rebuilt and stuff like that. You know, what else is there? You know, we've got the mall out there. You know, do we build that up next?
Or? Well, see, here's the problem. And it, the south side is a clear example of this. Kroger is hugely busy on the south side. Our, the gas station at Kroger is hugely busy. Wendy's is busy.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's is busy. Burger King is busy.
Yeah. Arby's, Taco Bell.
They're all busy. And so is Speedway, I think, down there. They're all busy. Okay. They're on this side of town where the mall has died, where sit-down restaurants have died, but yet El Campesino's is busy just up the road.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not so much where you're located, it's you got to have something people want to come to, which is why North Main Street works. You have Rallies, you have McDonald's, you have $2 stores, you have Victor's Tacos, you have a Taco Bell, you have the only Dairy Queen in town. You have all these things on Main Street, North Main, which is, what, 2 miles away, maybe, from downtown Marion.
Yeah.
They all do well, and they've all been in business a long time. It's because people want to go to those establishments. People want to go there. What is downtown that is a destination for anybody?
Well, I mean, you still have the Palace Theater, the Marion Palace Theater, that draws people downtown. But there's also, I'm trying to think, there was the, I believe it was the Ohio Theater that was over there by what is now the Elks Lodge. You know, so, you know, why is nobody getting in there to fix that up? You know,
I just think if you downtown Bucyrus, you know, they have a Wendy's right in downtown Bucyrus.
Yeah.
They also have a very good destination restaurant where people come from other communities to go to in the pizza shop over there.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and some of the restaurants that we have now that are downtown, one being Harding Harbor, which is your seafood. Attaboy's, right across the street from the Palace. You've got Taste of Memphis. You know, then you also have the Brickyard. I don't think they really do a whole lot of food there. It's more like a rental hall. The Union's going down there. Another great location, and, you know, revitalizing these different locations. But as far as bringing people, I think, to be honest with you, I think Taste of Memphis is what's going to end up maybe bringing more people into the downtown area, just because they've got that unique taste and you can smell their stuff from a mile away because of the smoker out back. But, you know, you're right. Marion does need something down there to build it up even more. I know we've got another restaurant that's coming down there, Long Island Coney or something along those lines, where the old courtyard grub and pub there next to the courthouse. You know, that's going to be a pretty awesome feat as well for the downtown area. So. Excuse me. So that's going to be something that these revitalization committees are going to have to think of. What's going to continue driving people down? What's going to bring that outside community into the Marion area and to the downtown area so that they stay and they shop and, you know, spend their money in our community?
Well, I'm not saying, and I think I've eaten in one of these restaurants downtown, so I can't really say anything about them, but I have seen restaurants come and go downtown for so long, and it's because the newness wears off, and people, you know, their tax returns are gone, and their stimulus money's gone, and now it's back to real life, and they have to buy shoes, and they have to buy clothes, and they can't eat out every night, and the food down there is not priced like fast food. You know, right. It's going to be much more expensive than that. So here becomes a problem. And also the hours. I know there are businesses in downtown Marion, food businesses, that operate on, well, if we're busy tonight, we'll stay open. If we're not busy tonight, we won't stay open. Well, the first time you come there and it's in business hours and they're closed, you're probably not going to go back.
Right. Right. And I've dealt with those types of restaurants before. I think we've got one of them on the south end of town that still operates on that same concept. There is, you know, well, if we don't have any people coming into the store, well, what's going to happen when you go ahead and close that door and lock that door up, and then 10 minutes later, somebody's like, wait a minute, they're not supposed to close till 9, 10 o'clock at night. Here it is, 7 o'clock, and they're already closed.
Right.
You know, I think some of the business owners and restaurant owners have it in their mind that, you know, well, if I'm not making money, I'm losing money. Yes, that's understandable, but by closing that door, you're not making any money, period.
Well, I think in the long term it hurts.
Yeah.
I think in the long term it hurts because, you know, I'm not saying you have to make any more food in case nobody does come in that last hour, but why would you close altogether? Because you're not going to be throwing any more food away an hour later than you were an hour earlier. Now, is it an employee problem? If you're in that – see, here's the problem. If that's your financial outlook, that you can't afford to stay open your hours of operation, then there you're one step from closing anyway.
Right. You know, and it's also that, you know, because my thing is everybody's going to that fresh foods, you know, making your plate hot and fresh for you. So if you're not, you don't have any customers in your store or in your restaurant, you know, yeah, I mean, what's going to happen with the food that you've got there? If you've got to prep it, you know, 2 hours in advance, then, you know, like your coleslaw or whatever, what's going to happen to it anyways if you stay open till 10 o'clock and you close at 8?
And people like quick and people like fast.
True.
Yep.
True.
Now, any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We might try to get one Family Feud category in here. We'll see if we can. This always goes over fairly well on a Friday, so we'll try this. What's the category today? Name the most annoying thing other drivers do on the road. Now we have six answers. Name the most annoying thing other drivers do on the road. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The Family Feud category to kick off this morning. Name the most annoying thing other drivers do on the road. Six answers. Now there should be a lot of these.
I believe there's more than six.
Well, there's a lot of things people do on the road that definitely could qualify as annoying. And I guess that's the way – that's another societal thing.
Right. So let me ask you this. When was this game created?
You know,
what's this copyright on it?
There's no copyright on this particular page, but I'm going to say it's fairly recent times.
Okay.
Because there are some answers on here that would have to be fairly recent. Go ahead, caller.
Okay. When they leave their turn signals on, and you think they're going to turn to like 5 miles, and they don't.
When they leave the turn signal on, let's see here. No turn signal on. I know. Thank you. All right, the category is name the most annoying thing that other drivers do on the road. Six answers, 740-383-9944, and leave the turn signal on is not one of them. It's interesting.
It is.
Interesting answers here. Go ahead, caller.
Not paying attention while they're on.
Not paying attention while they're on the road. Let's see here. Not paying attention is not on the list. Not paying attention, not on the list today. Name the most annoying thing other drivers do on the road. Six answers. Most annoying thing that other drivers do on the road. On the Family Feud here. Go ahead, caller.
Playing music too loud.
Play the music too loud. Let's see here. No music too loud. Music too loud, not on the list. 740-383-9944. The most annoying thing other drivers do on the road.
I'm going to have to give this a little thought.
Six answers here, and the first three have all not shown up. Go ahead, caller.
That would be picking their nose.
Picking their nose.
Yes.
Let's see here. Picking their nose is not on the list.
Even though that is an annoying trait.
Yeah, that is you don't want to see that when you're driving down the road, but picking your nose does not make the list. What is the most annoying thing other drivers do while on the road? That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the most annoying thing on the road is people that tries to obey the laws and speed limits. That annoys a lot of people for some reason. I don't know what they're up there for, the signs and the laws, but that annoys people.
But when you follow the rules. Yeah, not following the rules is not on the list today. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that one.
Some people do like when you follow the rules.
Yeah.
Six answers. They're all still here. We don't have any of them yet. Go ahead, caller.
Driving
under the speed limit. Number three on the list. You got
it. We got one.
We got one. Driving under the speed limit. Yes, that is on the list at number three. And that is annoying, I would guess.
What do they call it? Grandma driving.
I think so. Yeah. Older people. Go ahead, caller.
What about when they cut you off?
Cut you off. Let's see here. Cut you off is number two on the list. You got
okay.
It. All right. Could send a T-bone into action there when you cut somebody off.
Yep.
Cut somebody off is two, and drive under the speed limit is number three. Something annoying done on the roadways by other drivers. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, when somebody pulls out in front of you.
When somebody pulls out in front of you, not on the list. Good guess, though. Nobody pulling out in front of us here.
No.
Which that also could cause a T-bone.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. 740-383-9944. Let's see what we got here. Coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I see this a lot at Route 23 in Delaware. People staying in the left lane and not moving over to the right lane to let them pass.
Staying in the fast lane. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
That is one of the most annoying traits when driving. For myself, it's one of those, what are you going to do here? You know,
you want to get on down the road.
Yeah, we got to get on down the road here, but going slow in the fast lane drives me crazy.
Not very good. Something annoying that drivers do. Go ahead, caller.
How about riding their brake lights?
Riding the brake lights. Let's see here. Not on the list, but there is one that's fairly close to that.
Okay.
All right. Not riding the brake lights.
You know, it, when you first asked the question, that was actually the one that I was going to say, riding the brakes. And I kind of wanted to leave it up to the callers to call in on.
So driving down the road, just staying on the brake.
And staying on the brake. You've got the brake lights bright as can be in your face. And now...
Very annoying.
Very.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Cutting you off.
What's that?
Cutting you off.
Cutting you off was number two. You got it. Cutting off, the two we have already. Cutting you off was number two on the list. And driving under the speed limit was number three. So those are the two answers we do have. 740-383-9944. Something annoying that drivers do. Go ahead, caller.
How about tailgating?
Tailgating. Following too close, number four on the list. You got it.
There we go.
Following too close, number four. You get a little too close to that mic.
All I keep on doing is turning my head like, you yep, there
they,
it is.
They love that at home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Go ahead, caller.
Not using your turn signal.
Not using the signal. No signal when changing. You've got, that's the number one answer.
Hey, there we go.
Go ahead.
Number one.
Number one on the list. Two answers left on this list here.
So what do we still got? We got number five to go and number six?
Number five and number six. We got no signal when changing. That's number one. Cut you off. Number two. Drive under the speed limit was three. And follow too close is four. Go ahead, caller.
What about distracted driving? Like they want to... talk on the phone or do their makeup or hair.
Talk on the phone's number five. You got it.
Okay.
There it is.
Thank you. Number five is talk on the phone. So one answer left here. The most annoying thing that other drivers do on the road. One answer left. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about when cars are approaching you and they have their bright lights on and they don't dim the lights.
That's a good one. Bright lights. I hate that, but not on the list, but a good guess. No bright lights on the list.
That's hard to believe there.
Yeah, that's especially
when driving at, especially when driving at night.
That is a very common problem.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. Causes a lot of wrecks, too.
Yeah, it does.
Don't need that. Don't need blinding people.
No.
All right, five answers left in this category. One left. Name the most annoying thing that other drivers can do on the road. Number one was no signal when changing lanes. Number two was cut you off. Number three was drive under the speed limit. Number four was follow too close. Number five was talk on the phone. What is number six? 740-383-9944. Something annoying that other drivers do on the road. If you got the answer, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944.
I'm not going to be able to guess it.
You know, it's one that is common. It's a common one. I'm surprised we don't have it yet. But fairly common idea. 740-383-9944. What is the last annoying thing that other drivers can do on the road?
I don't know. I think I am going to go ahead and take a guess at this.
Go ahead.
We'll see. Laying on the horn.
No, nothing to do with the horn.
Nothing to do with the horn. Okay. So we know it's not a horn component. We don't know that it's a turn signal component.
Nope, nothing to do with the turn signal.
Riding the brakes, I believe, was one of them, correct?
We did have riding the brakes as a guess.
Maybe it has something to do with kids.
Well, you never know. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, when somebody passes you real fast, then goes slow.
You know what? I'll tell you, similar, but not exactly that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Because that's more riding in the fast lane, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there is one similar in nature to that. Go ahead, caller.
Keep changing speed. Speed up, slow down, speed up, slow down.
You know, it on the list, it just says speed. So we'll go with, I think they're probably talking about driving too fast, but we'll go with that.
Alrighty.
Thank you. So that's it. Speed's number six.
There it is.
So there's your six answers. Name the most annoying thing that other drivers can do on the road. Number one, no signal. Number two, cut you off. Number three, drive under the speed limit. Four, follow too close. Five, talk on the phone. And six, speed. Go ahead, caller.
About changing lanes all the time.
Not changing lanes. Good guess, though. The final answer was speed. All right, what do we got here? 47 minutes past the hour. Okay, we're going to go through one fast here. 13 minutes. Let's see how good you are. Now, because there are seven answers in this category. Name something that's filtered. Seven. Seven answers.
Seven things that are filtered.
Seven things that are filtered. Name something that is filtered. 740-383-9944. Seven answers here, and about 13 minutes left in this program.
So, filtered, not censored.
Not censored, filtered.
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 Okay. Okay.
Name something that is filtered. 740-383-9944. Something that is filtered. Let's see what we got. 740-383-9944. Seven answers on the board here. Go ahead, caller.
Water.
Water is the number one answer. You got it.
Yay!
Yep. Water is answered, making people happy here today. Name something that is filtered. Water, the number one answer. Many other answers, though. Still six more.
Yeah.
Let's see what we have here. Go ahead, caller.
Water.
Water's number one. You got it. That 30-second delay will get you every single time.
It will.
Water, number one on the list. Name something that is filtered. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Furnace?
A furnace. Let's see here. No furnace on the list.
All right.
And furnaces do have filters.
Yeah, that's a shocking one.
You got to change those furnace filters.
Yeah.
But are they furnace filters? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Water. Water's number one. You got it.
Are you there, caller?
That's 90 seconds.
Caller's not there. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. Name something that's filtered. Go ahead, caller. Caller. I can hear me.
That 30-second delay.
That 30-second, yeah. You know, me, I'm not giving the answers. 740-383-9944. Something that is filtered is what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
Oil?
Oil?
Like your oil filter?
Oil filter. No oil on the list. Oil not on the list. Name something that is filtered. That's what we want to know here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Air.
Air. Now, see, that I think was maybe the furnace. Air, number four on the list. The old air filter.
Yep. And then water was number one.
Water was number one. Air was number four. Still three, five answers on the list here. Go ahead, caller.
Coffee.
Coffee, number two on the list. You got it. The old coffee filter.
Yep, that's a good one right there.
Yep. Name something that is filtered. We've got water, coffee, air. Still four answers left and about 10 minutes. Four answers, 10 minutes. 740-383-9944. Name something that is filtered. All right, is this one of the remaining four answers? We shall see. Go ahead, caller.
Gold.
Gold. No gold on the list. Gold does not make the list. Name something that is filtered. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Cigarette.
Got cigarettes, number three on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Now we're down to three. 3 minutes and about 9 minutes. Three answers in 9 minutes.
Yep. So we've got water.
Water, coffee, air.
Air. And what was the last?
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Those are things that are filtered. Three more answers. Go ahead, caller.
Oil.
No oil on the list. No oil filters on the list today. Things that are filtered. Three answers left. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Cigarettes.
Number three on the list. You got it.
All right, so I've got one for you.
Yep.
Okay. Because nowadays, everybody is using them. What about a photo?
A photo filter. That is true. They call those filters, don't they?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar. Not on the list. But you should filter that out.
Yes.
Before you go in too deep.
Yes.
No apple cider vinegar on the list today. 740-38399. Something that's filtered. Three answers left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
About beer or wine?
Beer or wine. We're into the alcohol portion of the program today. No beer or wine.
Okie doke.
Thank you. No beer or wine on the list. Still three items left. Something that is filtered.
I feel like I should be coming over there to
look at these answers. They're very good. The last three are fairly good here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a dryer?
A dryer filter. That's a good answer. Not on the list, though.
You know, I'm surprised.
No dryer.
I'm surprised that one's not on the list because that is a very common thing. You always want to check that lint filter.
You certainly do. Or blow your dryer up.
Exactly.
Name something that's filtered. Three answers left on the list. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about gasoline?
Gasoline is number five on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you. Gasoline shows up at number five on the list today. Two answers left. Name something that is filtered. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
A pool.
A pool. Number seven on the list. You got it.
Okay.
All right, we're down to one answer now. Name something that is filtered. Oh, thank you. Name something that is filtered. We got... Of the seven answers we have here, we've got water, coffee, cigarettes, air, gasoline, and a pool. What is the final filtered item today? Go ahead, caller.
How about your mouth or your speech?
Sometimes you have to filter that. Not on the list, though. Good guess. Not your mouth. Coffee. Coffee was number two.
Yep. Coffee's already on there.
Coffee's on there. Information sometimes is filtered depending on who's giving it. What do we got here? 54 minutes past the hour. 6 minutes left to get the final answer here. Name something that's filtered. Now, the answers we have, water, coffee, cigarettes, air, gasoline, and a pool. Those are the six we have. One answer left. Name something that is filtered. 740-383-9944. About 5 minutes left. You know, this is a common answer, too. Sewage? Not sewage. It's a good one.
Yeah.
I've changed this filter. Well, I've cleaned this filter. I've changed this filter. Air filter. Did we have air? Air filter was four, yeah. I've done this. This is not a hard one to do.
Vacuum.
That's it.
Vacuum?
Vacuum filter. Oh, wow. That is exactly what it was. That's number six on the list.
There
you go. There are your items that are filtered. Water, coffee, cigarettes, air, gasoline, vacuum, and pool. There are your filtered items today. About 4 minutes left in the program. We got the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up next hour, 11:15 to 12 o'clock today, and then coming up 12:15 to 1 p.m., we have the Exchange Club, which will be a lot of fun this afternoon. Go ahead, caller.
A fish tank.
Not a fish tank, no.
That's
a good filter, though, too, yeah. Fish tank did not make the list today. The vacuum filters, people, I think, tend to forget. But every vacuum pretty much has a filter.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff gets sucked up in there. Let's go to the phone lines here. Oh, maybe they heard the answer. It was vacuum. Again, the filtered items. Name something that's filtered. Water, coffee, cigarettes, air, gasoline, vacuum, and pool. And before that, name me the most annoying thing that other drivers can do on the road. No signal when changing lanes. Cut you off. Drive under the speed limit. Follow too close. Talk on the phone. And speed. Those were the two categories today on the Family Feud. 740-383-9944. Okay, Zach, about three more minutes with us today. Now, what's your take on the whole situation with the history of downtown at this point?
I think there's a lot of things that are changing in our community. Some people don't like the change, but I think eventually it's going to come around and we could be seeing a lot of new things that are going to be happening within our community.
Now, do you think, though, it's got to be better than restaurants? We've got to have something else, a gas station. Well, fast food.
I don't think that we're going to end up getting a gas station any closer than the, I believe it's the certified there on Columbia and Main Street. I don't think we're going to get anything closer than that.
Dollar store.
There's already too many.
Well, but they all stay in business.
Yeah, they do stay in business. But I, as far as a downtown dollar store, I don't see that. I personally would like to see something that is going to attract that younger generation. So even if it's a like a techie store or cell phones or tablets or something like that, I think that would attract more of the younger generation to the downtown area. So we'll just have to see how things pan out.
Go ahead, caller.
You know the four nicest places on street corners?
What's that?
You know where it's located?
Where's that?
The Harding Memorial, the Catholic Cemetery, the Marion Cemetery, and the Doughboy.
That's not bad. That's not a bad area.
No, not at all.
A lot of people will be out there this weekend taking their prom pictures in front of the Harding Memorial. That's a common stop on the way to people's proms.
Exactly. So I wanted to ask you this real quick. You want to end on a kind of
funny story? Go ahead. Yeah.
So,
what a story.
So this is we were reading this before we came on today. On May 11th, so just 3 days ago, police in South Euclid, Ohio, were dispatched to Walmart, the potato chip aisle, for a disturbance between two women. Upon arrival, officers learned that one woman had a protection order against the other, stemming from an incident where they were both living in the same duplex or whatever. The two made eye contact, the protective party confronted the other woman, who threatened to, quote, beat her
hindquarters, rear end.
Everybody knows what I was actually trying to say, as well as the 7-year-old daughter that was with her. The woman pulled down her COVID-19 mask and attempted to spit in her face. When she missed, she entered the other woman's shopping cart and struck her in the face with a 10-pound log of processed meat.
Well, and it's a good thing that happened in the potato chip aisle, because I bet they both were ruffled up after that.
There we go.
Incident. I know. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
Hi, young man. The man couldn't believe it.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Five-ish Finkel.
What's the secret to getting to 92?
You don't know. I always believe in one thing.